T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
People, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, Nathan Roberts in for Chris Seidens on this Friday. Nasty collision between a van and a school bus happened in Lake Elsinore.
The crash happened on Grand Avenue and Morrow Way about 7:30 a.m.
It involved an 84-passenger school bus, which had 10 juvenile passengers on board of that school bus. And then the other vehicle involved was a Chevy Express van with 3 passengers and 1 driver in the van.
Mike Lassig with the CHP tells KNX the most serious injuries appear to be from the van.
2 of them were critical, a driver and a 5-year-old. They were transported with critical injuries. And on the school bus, we have 1 driver of the school bus along with 1 passenger transported with complaint of pain injuries.
He says the investigation's underway, including looking into whether the kids in the van were properly restrained. Rob Archer, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Police trying to track down members of a grand theft ring that's been targeting cosmetic and beauty stores in the L.A. area. Detectives say the suspect carry empty bags and backpacks into the retailer, and they pocket high-dollar fragrances without paying for them. Thousands of dollars worth of merchandise has been stolen. The crooks have hit the Beverly Center Mall, the Grove, and Century City. The organized group also believed to have targeted stores in Glendale, Beverly Hills, Marina del Rey, Pasadena, and Santa Monica. A man is wanted for sexually assaulting a woman inside of her home in Riverside as she was sleeping right next to her husband. Riverside Police Officer Ryan Railsback tells KNX the man got into the apartment on Fair Isle Drive and touched the woman.
They were both sleeping, and the assault is what woke up the wife, and then her kind of screaming for her husband. That's when the husband woke up.
The husband then ran after the man, but he did manage to get away. The man is Latino, 5'4", 180 to 200 pounds, with short dark hair. There is a sketch of him. You can see it at our website, knx1070.com. An investigation into a deadly police shooting is underway this morning in Anaheim. Officers responded to a disturbance call around 11 last night, and at some point, shots were fired by at least one officer. The suspect died later at a hospital. A neighbor tells CBS2 she heard the incident unfold from inside of her home.
I was in the dining room with my sister and my boyfriend, and I just hear loud noises. And then I asked them, I was like, did you guys hear that? Do you guys think it's gunshots? And they didn't think it was, but I did, because right after I heard sirens coming.
No officers were injured in the incident. Homicide detectives and the Orange County DA are handling the investigation. All those storms that soaked the state, you certainly remember them. Southern California in particular got soaked, and all of that has pretty much washed away the drought. At least that's what the experts are saying.
It seems like just yesterday, when authorities were asking everybody to conserve every drop of water and rip out their thirsty lawns, and then the rains rolled in. It's even more amazing when you consider that just last week, about 85% of California was still considered abnormally dry. Forecaster Miguel Millers with the National Weather Service, he says the outlook is still a bit on the dry side through February, but he points out that's what experts were saying months ago.
And here we've got clobbered by several storms that have proven them wrong, I guess, on that prognosis.
He says the Thanksgiving week storms were huge. They played a big role in putting us over the top. The recent storms have, in fact, replenished the state's reservoirs, many of which are at or above their historical averages. In the South Bay, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Federal investigators are looking into an emergency landing of a small plane on the 5 freeway in Carlsbad. After taking off from an airport in El Monte, smoke was reported from the cockpit. The pilot landed on the freeway shoulder last night about 7 o'clock near Tamarack Avenue. No one got hurt, and no cars were hit.
I believe the pilot's, in my opinion, a very skilled pilot. Takes a lot of courage to really land a plane on the freeway.
Indeed it does. Carlsbad Fire Division Chief Mike Lopez tells CBS San Diego hydraulic fluid problems might be to blame. The plane was heading to an airport in Carlsbad. Still, no sign of a missing hiker from Irvine, last seen on Mount Baldy on Sunday. He is an experienced hiker. He separated from his group when they decided to turn around. Rescue teams have been scouring the mountain. However, air support was limited yesterday because there was high winds. Officials also decided to close off most of the mountain for the rest of the year because rescue crews were being diverted to help other hikers who weren't equipped to handle all of the snow and ice. There is a new proposal for tightening small boat safety standards after that deadly diving boat accident in September. 34 people were killed when the Conception caught fire and sank off the coast of Santa Cruz Island. The NTSB said passengers were trapped by the flames had no way of escaping. State congressional members say the act would, among other things, require two escape routes for people who are below deck, leading to different parts of the boat. A California state-run health insurance marketplace says new enrollments are up 16% from last year.
Covered California says what's driving up enrollment is the state offering subsidies to help people, including the middle class, pay their monthly insurance premiums.
But if your health care is costing you 25% of your income, you're going to get a big subsidy. And what we're seeing right now is across the state, about 45% of the people who have come to us in that income range are getting subsidies.
Covered California's Peter Lee says there's also a big deadline coming up.
This Sunday, the 15th of the month, this is the last day to sign up to get coverage that takes effect on January 1.
Also, the enrollment deadline has been extended to January 31st. More than a million have already renewed their plans. And in the new year, those without health insurance in California will be taxed. Karen Adams, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.